Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. Looking forward to this video, the time that we'll spend. Wanting to encourage you, especially during the holiday season that we're in, to definitely allow the Lord to become a part of everything you do. You've heard this over and over again as we've shared with you how much He wants to actually be in your life. I've shared this phrase, and that is, let's let God come out of the pages of Scripture that bring us into a relationship with Him and become a part of everything we do, because the relationship is more than reading about Him. It actually, our first point that we always want to stress is, it is the tangibleness of God in your life, how He talks with you, how real He becomes to you, how you actually put more focus on Him than you do other things, how the realness of God and the ability to experience one testimony after another leads you into God being your first choice. You know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, Matthew 6:33. That really is speaking about what I just said. So number one, we always want to encourage you to allow God to be real in your life, a tangible relationship. And number two, getting answers to your prayers. And of course, number three, being able to share the testimonies that you have with God. What a wonderful time it is every time we come together in Adventures in Grace. I want to share right at the very beginning here, jhmi@jimhockaday.com is our email that's on our website, which is simply jimhockaday.com, that we encourage you, go to the website and write down grace stories. The fact that we only have a few that are coming in a sense, I want to stress even more, these videos are not for you to hear only, it's for you to experience, so that God is in your life and you're recognizing Him at all times. It can be the simplest of little things. In fact, for the amount of people that are listening, I should be inundated with multiple testimonies of how you looked at a stream of water and it just blessed you and God spoke to you. How you saw an eagle fly in the sky or a hawk fly in the sky and it just made you stop for a second and you realized how majestic the flight of that bird was and how, if that's who our Father is, how much more is He doing majestic and amazing things with you? And on and on and on and on it goes. You should be sharing, if nothing else, experiences of how you're paying attention to the smallest of little things on a regular basis, because this is what begins to cause you to change the way that you see things and the way that you do things. Remember, everything is about a choice. And we're going to get to that even over in Mark 16:15-16. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be damned. Notice there's a choice. You can believe and be saved, or you can choose to not believe and then, of course, follow the path of damnation. What do I mean by that? Well, just sharing the things we're sharing, going back in a little bit of review, you know, Jesus made comment over in John 3 in verse 6 that flesh begets flesh and spirit begets spirit. Nicodemus was not understanding that Jesus was talking about being born of the Spirit, so that there is a new person in you going from the nature of spiritual death to the nature of spiritual life, where the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:2, sets me free from the spirit of death and of sin and death. So God's sharing with us all along how that we need to see things from a spiritual point of view. We know in the very beginning, Genesis 1:26, that God created us in His image and in His likeness. Just very simply meaning that the image and likeness of God is the ability to create life. So in a sense, you could say you are creating your outcome in life by the things that you choose. And the things that you choose have to do with the perspective that you have. Well, let's go on a little further. The perspective that you have goes right down to the core of your beliefs. What is real to you? Not just what you've heard, what is real to you? You know, you can sit in Bible school, you could sit in a healing school for weeks and weeks and weeks on end, but the thing that's real to you is where you'll make your choice that'll come from your perspective. And if you're constantly feeding on medical science, constantly feeding on medicine, constantly listening to what the doctors are saying, and you're seeing no spiritual progress, but you're only seeing physical change for the worse, then you have to realize the thing that has become most real to you is the sickness and the disease, and the choices you're making continue to put you in a place where you're going to continue to see a lack of spiritual change. Well, I know that might necessarily be what you wanted to hear, but I'm not here to share something to make you feel good. I want to share something to help to change the direction of the way that your perception about life chooses the things that you choose. Well, every single week we come to you in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27 to 30 in the Message Bible to give you the invitation of Jesus. It's an invitation of a lifetime. You know, individuals would say, and of course I would agree, I look back at my life and there's been individuals that have shared things in my life and mentored me that have been absolutely amazing. And I actually, I can share this and being very transparent that I don't feel like I've actually made the strides I should for the quality individuals that have shared in my life. And so when I think about some of the individuals, I go back to an individual by the name of Roger Breland. What an amazing man he was years and years ago. When I traveled with a group, I helped them. Actually, in that group, I didn't sing. I actually just helped and was in the ministry of helps. You know, many of us that have gone on to ministry in our own ministries started in the ministry of helps. And some folks wouldn't understand that. They just want to go right to the top. But where I am right now is not even the top, and I don't care about even being at the top. I just want to do what I'm supposed to do faithfully. But I started in the helps ministry. I'm a man by the name of Roger Breland. What an amazing perception he had. He was the director and the originator of the group Truth, that he could stand and begin in the midst of a congregation, and he could feel people out. I mean, I've never seen somebody read people so well as Roger Breland, and what a wonderful opportunity. If you wanted it, and I did, I was very perceptive like a sponge and learned to begin to gravitate to certain things that were amazing and learn some of those skills, if you will, about how to read a room and how to perceive what's going on. I think about going to a Rhema Bible Training Center and how that God blessed me to be around the Hagans, just like he did all the rest of the students. But then I went from just being a student to being hired at the ministry with the Rhema Singers and Band and having the opportunity to become much closer to the Hagans, Brother Hagan, Mom Hagan, Pastor Hagan, Miss Lynette Hagan, and the family. And of course, what an amazing opportunity to glean from their years of ministry, to be up close and personal where we could actually fellowship and hear things maybe others didn't hear. Then they asked me to be a part of the prayer school and the healing school, which I did for 10 years, from 1994 to 2004. And during those years, I spent a lot of time in Brother Hagan's office sharing with him. Actually, you may think asking him what to do. Well, no, he made that pretty clear right at the very beginning when I said, are you going to help me? He said, no, I'm not going to help you. And I said, you're not going to help me. He said, I had to get it on my own. You get it on your own. But what an amazing opportunity to be able to learn things and the Holy Ghost download you. And then you go over and share these things. And Brother Hagan would share and share and share wonderful, wonderful truths along the lines of what the Lord was sharing with me. Years, and during those years, I became acquainted with another man by the name of Buzzy Sutherland, who just really focused on in him realities and spending time with Buzzy and having him share things with me and share so many of the wonderful translations of the Bible that he and many others during those years gathered together. Just began to open my eyes as the Lord was beginning to lead me that direction. To see more results in healing school, just began again to speak into my life. Of course, we know that Brother Hagan went home to be with the Lord in 2003, and Pastor Buzzy Sutherland went home to be with the Lord, I think somewhere around maybe 2002 or so. And then the Lord brought me into a connection with a good friend that went home to be with the Lord this past year, by the name of B.J. Rickard, a rancher who was actually a genius, Register genius. I mean, when you have 4 earned PhDs, have 17 author books in Barnes and Nobles, you can read 5,000 words per minute with 90% retention and read the Bible as a 9-year-old in 4 hours. I think your mind is very sharp. And he began to experience things in God as he figured out, like a mathematical problem, that we should be experiencing God on a greater level than what most Christians do. And these impartations were absolutely phenomenal in my life and have a lot to do with what I'm sharing with you right now. But there's an invitation that comes from Jesus himself. Folks, just because you didn't spend time with some of the men I mentioned to you or other individuals out there that have had opportunity to be around a Kenneth Copeland or a Jerry Savelle or some of the men that we esteem for the accomplishments in their life. I'm telling you, Jesus gives you an invitation. I know this is a long introduction tonight, but it's still good to help you to realize, sink your teeth into the opportunity of a lifetime that God, by his Spirit, has come to live in you just as much as he's come to live in me. In Matthew 11, 27 to 30 says, "Now Jesus resumed talking, yet tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say." This is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. "No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping them to myself. I'm ready to go over them line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly." Have you ever heard of an invitation like that one? I'm telling you, that is what the church and the body of Christ needs today more than ever, is to go over that and over that and over that until we figure out that he's not saying read another chapter of the Bible. And yet you and I both know reading the Word of God will not only inspire your faith, will not only be life to you for those that find it, their health and healing to all your flesh. Come on, I can preach the Word at you just the same as others can. So thank God for the Word of God and what it means to us, building great doctrine in our mind and understanding to our soul. It's peace and life to those that love the Word of God. But he said, "Hang out with me." So in other words, there's a tangible person that you can get to know that will be with you every single moment of the day. And if you don't have your Bible with you, it doesn't mean you can't hang out with God. These are decisions. These are perceptions, the way we see life. So tonight I want to talk about there's nothing good of the flesh and the world. Remember, there's 5 pillars. We've talked about this before. The first pillar is the book of Genesis. The last pillar is the book of Revelation. In between is there's nothing good of the flesh and the world. Number 2, all prayers are answered. And number 3, God has forgiven through Christ Jesus all your sin. You need to know those, at least know those 5 pillars to begin to move forward in your relationship with God and your understanding of how to enjoy a tangible relationship where prayers are answered and you have testimonies to share with others. So right now, tonight, there's nothing good of the flesh in the world. And I don't have much time here with the rest of this video, but I want to read to you some of the scriptures. Now, don't just drift off because I'm reading scripture after scripture. Sometimes when you read scripture, people get sleepy. You know, some folks almost would say, you know, the key to insomnia is read the Bible. You know, you'll fall asleep, sure enough. I don't mean that negatively toward the Bible. I just mean it's interesting how when you take time to do the things of the Lord, how that everything about what you've been forgetting that day comes to your mind. It's like the flesh wants to recoil from being diligent to follow after God. Well, listen to some of these scriptures. Matthew 18, verse 7 says, "Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to the man by whom the offenses come." So what do you say about that? Well, the world produces offense. And if you're living in some type of offense, that means your perspective of life has a lot to do with the world. Mark chapter 4, verse 19 and 20. And the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. So notice right away, just two scriptures, and we can see the more worldly we are, the more easily it is to be offended. And what do we know about the world today? Everything's about offense. No one can just share their opinion without people being offended. People take great offense because they're weak in their soul. Well, it's hard to speak truth because people don't like it. And then you get what? Well, you get offended. That's just what we're talking about. Now, share another thought here. When the cares of the world come, what does it do? Well, it enters in and chokes out the word, and then the word becomes unfruitful. Cares of the world, deceitfulness of riches, desires for other things. This is the life that we're living in today. And if we're not careful, you're going down this path. If you don't feel like you're resisting it, most likely you're swimming with it. John chapter 1, 10 and 11, it says, he was in the world and the world was made through him. The world did not know him. So now notice right away. If you're in the world too much, if you're partaking of the world too much, guess what? You probably don't know him. Know him doesn't mean know about him. It doesn't mean to quote scriptures about him. It means you probably aren't experiencing him. You know, I'm going to go ahead and read this grace story right here because that's all the time we have, but we're going to jump right back into the scriptures in this next one, and I'm going to do another one in just a moment here. But it says, hi, Brother Jim, I have a grace story. I had a large package I needed to mail out for an eBay sale. I intended to stop by the post office after dropping off my children at school, but I forgot to. I headed to church for the day for healing school. We have a break in the middle of the day, and I usually run errands then. As I was about to get into the car, I saw the mailman in the church parking lot. He swung around right next to my car. I waved him down and asked if I could give him my package. He gladly took it, scanned it, and said, well, that was perfect timing. It was, and I was very thankful I had one less stop to make. He goes on to say, or she goes on to say, Andrea does, thank you, Brother Jim, for adventures in grace. I always listen to these and am blessed. Sincerely, Andrea. Well, I want to say, Andrea, thank you very much for sending this in. I want your testimony here to be an encouragement to those of you that are watching today. Send in your grace stories. You've got enough time to send in these stories. If you're starting to see God's grace in your life, the influence of God upon your life, then I'll guarantee you, you're excited about telling others about it. Well, you can go to the YouTube channel, Adventures in Grace, and subscribe. And of course, you'll receive all these videos, or you can go to Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page and follow us. Remember, jhmi@jimhockaday.com is our email, and we want to hear your stories. But until next time, I can't wait to be with you again and share some more about there's nothing good about the flesh or the world. We'll see you next time.